Welcome to Chapter 25, My Crazy Jeweler, Jack Earnkohl.
Before I start this chapter, I want to warn everyone that the F word is used in this chapter in a quote, and it is essential to the quote. So if anyone is offended, please skip over the chapter. I don't anticipate this type of warning being needed going forward, but it definitely is appropriate in this chapter. Okay, now that I've had some liquidity, and Christmas was fast approaching, I decided that I was going to buy my mother a necklace, a diamond necklace with her name on it. She was big on getting dressed, big on jewelry, and was that way pretty much into her 90s, which is probably why she lived to be 93. So I decided to do something I've never done before, and that was I go on a catalog, Lippmann's Jewelers Catalog. And I see this necklace with her name, Ann, on it, a diamond necklace, and I ordered it. It was beautiful. So a couple weeks later, I get a call from the local Lippmann store that the piece of jewelry was in and that I was, to come over and pick it up. So, I was all excited. I went over to pick up my mother's Christmas gift. And when I looked at it, I realized I should have cut out the picture of the necklace from the catalog, got some string, and gave it to my mother, because it would have been far more attractive than the real thing, as they say. So, anyway, I actually told my mother in advance that, I bought you something. I'm not happy with it. And I know you're not going to say anything, but I'm not happy with it. I'm going to get something else after Christmas is over. So in the meantime, I had approached a law firm in Delaware because I wanted to start a private corporation, which I did, named Culpat, named after my two daughters, Colleen and Patty. And working at that office at that time was Kathy Clark, and who eventually became my girlfriend, who eventually became my wife. But on this particular occasion, when I was at the law firm filling out the papers, I told them what was, what happened with the jeweler. And it turns out that the wife of the lawyer that owned the law practice had a good friend named Jack Earnkohl, who had a small jewelry store in Wilmington, Delaware, on Route 202, and that she was going to call him. She felt confident that, he could make this right, could replace this thing I got from Lippmann's. So she made the call. And it was set up for me to go over on a Friday night. So I go into this small jewelry store, a little chain of stores on 202, and it was crowded, which didn't take a lot of people. Maybe there was a dozen people in there, but it was crowded. So this woman comes up to me, who turns out to be Jack's wife, and it was a family business. And Jack's son, Ernie, he was a salesman there. So Phyllis, the wife, who was a friend of Pam, the lawyer's wife, knew I was coming, and she said, yeah. She said, thank me for coming, welcome me, and said, yeah, Jack will be out in a minute, and, you need to talk to him. And I brought the bracelet with me. So a couple minutes later, Jack Earnkohl comes out from behind this little enclosure where he could see out, but he was the jeweler there. So he came around, and this is what I remember on his initial appearance. He had a baseball cap turned sideways, and he had a mouthful of teeth all kind of going in a different direction. But that was just him, I find out later. And so anyway, I explained my story. He said, well, what's the problem? I said, I bought this off of the catalog from Lippmann for my mother's Christmas gift, and I'm disappointed in it. It's not at all what I wanted. And I know, you know, it's not what I wanted. And she's, you know, we all know this is not what I want. This is not the gift that she was expecting or that I was expecting to give. So Jack says to me, let me ask you a question. He says, first of all, he says, where did you buy this? I said, I bought it. I bought it at Littman's off from their catalog. And he said to me a question I will never forget as long as I live. How much did you pay for this? Now, keep in mind, by this time, Jack was not a quiet person. He was loud. I am a loud person. He may be in the one or two octaves louder than me. So everybody at this point stopped in anticipation of my answer to his question, how much did I pay for this? I said $1,200. Without batting an eye, he said, you're a fucking idiot. At that moment in time, I realized one of two things. Either this person was just nuts, or that this person was a really good jeweler who didn't care what he said or did. His product spoke for itself. Everybody, you could hear a pin drop. I agreed. What else could I possibly do? When somebody tells you the truth, in no uncertain terms, if you don't accept it when it's true, then you're doomed to possibly make the same mistake again. That's how Jack Earnshaw and I started off. Over the next almost 20 years, we became kind of like a little mini partnership in that I had these ideas of, believe it or not, jewelry design. I would give him these ideas for jewelry, and Jack had a unique skill to cause my idea, my design, to become reality. Among other things, I had this idea for a three-dimensional pyramid ring for my now then girlfriend, Kathy, whose birthday was in July and her birthstone was ruby. And I had this idea for a ruby and diamond ring in the shape of a three-dimensional pyramid. And he made it. He put some hieroglyphics underneath. Who Kathy, once in a while, in describing the ring, thought that that was a proposal of marriage in Egyptian, which I have to say it wasn't. But he had a skill set that was anybody that ever had seen his work, and I directed many, many customers to him. Especially after I told him how he and I met and how he assessed my jewelry selection ability. But more than all this, to give you some idea of what kind of a person he was, and this has never happened to me before. One day I come in there just talking. We used to socialize once in a while. But he said, I have something for me. And he came around and gave me this little box. He said, this is for your business and your friendship. Not in that order. And I opened it, and it was a beautiful diamond and blue sapphire ring. He knew that that combination was my favorite because I had several things made for myself, for other people in that combination. And to this day, I wear it whenever I go out. It always gets noticed. It's just, it's special to me. And I had never taken it off when I was out. So anyway, that's my story about Jack Earnshaw. My next chapter, he's going to be mentioned in it. Not as my jeweler, but as a drinking partner one night. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Up next, a 10-year payback.